We continue now with Maseches Beitza, Daf Lamed Hey, Amar Aleph. We're going to begin on the top of the Amud. The Gemara at this point is assuming, as we had established on the previous Amud, that the Tanna of our Mishnah holds that when a person goes ahead and declares that his intention is to eat food, so that food, that produce, now becomes obligated in Hafrasha. A person has to go ahead and separate Trumas and Maisus, even though it has not yet been completed. There is no Gemara Malacha. Nevertheless, at that point already, once a person states his intention to eat it, so he is required to be to mafrish maisu. So now the Gemara says, "V'halo masaro choser." The Gemara now challenges this particular view and says that can't be, because masaro choser, literally masaro means its surplus, can return back to its original location. We'll explain this in a moment. V'shaminin leilu Rabbi Eliezer. And we know that Rabbi Eliezer holds that kol heicha de masaro choser lo kava, that in any situation where there is a surplus, there is extra, and it goes back to its original location, so that means that the person did not, in fact, establish in any way an obligation to be mafish maisos. The Tanan, as we learn in the following Mishnah, the Mishnah maisos teaches as follows: Hanotel zeisim min hamaton. If a person goes ahead and takes zeisim olives from the ma'aton, a vat. Olives were typically placed in a very large vat before they were pressed, in order that this was something which was done to facilitate the process of making oil. So at this stage, of course, the olives have not yet reached the stage of gemar malacha. They have not been completely processed, and wouldn't at this point normally require hafrasha. So if a person goes ahead and takes zeisim and amaton, tov alachas achas b'melach va'ochel. A person goes ahead and he could dip one at a time in the salt and eat them that way, because this is what we call an achilas arai. This is something which is not considered to be a real achilas keva. A person is going ahead and just eating a little bit at a time, snacking. That's fine. Vim tova v'nasan l'fan of asara chayiv. However, if he goes ahead and he dips 10 olives into salt, and then he goes and he places them before himself, so at this point already, he's obligated to take maisros, because after all, this is what we call an achilas keva. This is more than just a snack. And then continues the Mishnah for maisros, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, min ha-matan tor chayiv. If the person takes these olives from a matan, from the vat that is tohor, so then he's obligated to be mafish maisros. However, min ha-matan tamei osur, if he takes them from a tamei vat, so he is not required to go ahead and take maisros. Why? Bibnei shuhu machzir samosar. Because he then can go ahead and take the leftovers and put them back in the vat. Since these olives came from the vat originally, and the vat we're saying now was tameh, so returning some of them is not going to cause him any loss. They're tameh anyway. So when he originally takes the olives and he intends to eat only some of them, so whatever is left over at the end, he will return to the vat. V'havinam ba. And the Gemara continues to clarify the particular sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, which is going to be used to understand the question that we have. And the following question was asked about this. Maishno Reisha, Maishno Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? The Reisha, in this case, being the case of the Tohar Vat, and the Seifa being the Tomei Vat. Vam Revo explained, Reisha b'matan Tohar v'gavra Tomei. The Reisha was talking about a case where the Matan was Tohar, the Vat was Tohar, however, the person was Tomei. The Lamatzi Mahadile, in which case he cannot go ahead and return the olives, in this case, to the vat. Because the last thing he wants to do is to be metame the other olives. He doesn't want to do that, and so therefore he's going to hold on to them. And therefore, he intends to eat everything. And since it's at that point going to be considered a regular meal, an achilas keva, so therefore he's required to take maisos. However, seifa b'matan tameh v'gavra tameh. The seifa is talking about also a case where the person is tameh. However, the matan is also tameh. In this case, the matzi mahadalei, he can go ahead and return the olives back to the matan because he's not going to be contaminating anything that's in there. They're all tameh anyway. And so therefore, there's no loss that he's going to incur. And so therefore, by taking some of these olives and putting them in front of him, they don't necessarily constitute an achilas keva, a full meal. They could still be considered a snack, and therefore, he is not required to go ahead and be mafrish maisos at this point. So basically what you see is that according to Rabbi Eliezer, in any situation where you designate produce to be food, but there's still a situation where you can take the musaros, the extra, and put it back afterwards, so we don't say in that case that based on the oral declaration alone, that that is now something which is permanently chayiv and maiso. So the Gemara says, so the same should be true in our Mishnah. Now in our Mishnah, it's clear that Rabbi Eliezer does not hold that way. He does not hold that in a non-Shemitah year, that the produce would have to be, that you'd have to tithe it, you'd have to take maisros, just because of his designation of this as being food, because in that case also, any of the mosaris, the leftovers, can go back to their original place. So the Gemara gives the following answer, Masnisenami b'muktza tohar v'gavra tamei. The Lamotzi Mahadile says the Gemara, well, maybe our Mishnah is also talking about a case where the muktzah food was was tahar, and the person is tameh, in which case he cannot go ahead for that reason alone and return the mosaros, the leftovers, back to the place where he had taken them. Because again, for the same reason, the person is tameh, and he's not going to want to be metameh the other food. But the Gemara rejects this answer and says, v'halo muchzarin v'omdimhein. But our Mishnah is talking about a case where the fruits are already in, they're not actually returned, but they're like sort of in a state of being returned without doing anything, since they were not actually physically removed. Once you're talking about a case where the olives were taken from the vat, so then we have a serious issue over here for talking about a person who's tameh. However, over here, he didn't actually do anything with the food. He just made a verbal declaration, and that's it. And so therefore, the fact that he's tameh shouldn't really change anything. So the Gemara therefore has to give a different explanation. So the Gemara says, Elam Rav Shimi bar Rav Ashi, Rabbi Eliezer Kamas. So Rav Shimi bar Rav Ashi says, wait a second. You're trying to go ahead and bring a proof from Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer Letamei, Rabbi Eliezer is holding consistently the way he holds elsewhere. The Amar, he says, Truma Kava, B'choshe Kein Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that the act of separating shuba, so that already establishes an obligation to go ahead and be mafris trumos. Just going ahead and separating alone would generate an obligation to go ahead and take the remaining maisos, even though there's not yet a gemar melacha v'chol shekein Shabbos. And certainly the same would apply when it comes to Shabbos. We have already said that any achil on Shabbos is considered to be chashuva, that any eating on Shabbos is automatically considered to be an achilas keva. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. However, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer on that very point. And they would say that truma is not koveya, that going ahead and just separating truma does not in and of itself generate an obligation to take maisrus. And where do we see that this is in fact a machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gemara says, the Tanan, as we learned in a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah also from Maisus from the second Perek, Peres, Tarmanach, Lenigmar Malachton, Rabbi Eliezer, Osa Lechom Mehen Arai, V'Chacham Matirim. If a person has fruits and Truma was taken before the Gemar Malacha, so Rabbi Eliezer says, it is now usher to go ahead and eat an achilas arai until you go ahead and take the remaining maisos. For chachamim matirin, the chachamim say no. Even though truma has been separated, it is still permissible to go ahead and eat achilas arai without having to take the remaining maisos. So now the Gemara will go ahead and try to bring another support to Rav Nachman's idea that when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos automatically establishes an obligation to go ahead and take maisos on unprocessed foods, because any eating on Shabbos is considered to be an achil chashuva, so we treat it like an achilas keva. Tashma mi sefer, you can go ahead and learn from the sefer of the Mishnah. What does the sefer of Mishnah say? V'chachamim omrim ad sheyirshom v'yomer mikan v'yad kan. Chachamim say only if a person goes ahead and actually marks off the area and declares from here to here. The saying that mikan ani yochel machar, from here I intend to take tomorrow, that's not enough. According to Chachamim, you have to actually be roshem, you have to make some sort of mark. Taimo adir of Shabbos b'shvius delav bari surihu. So says the Gemara, this implication the Mishnah seems to be, this is only talking about an Erev Shabbos during the Shemitah year, where there is no obligation to go ahead and take maisers. Ha b'shar shnei shavuot b'shnei yisurei nenhu. Asurim. However, the certain, the implication seems to be that during other years, during the Shemitah cycle, where there is in fact an obligation to go ahead and take Maisros, so it would be Aser. So my time, what's the reason? Lav Mishum, the Shabbos cover. Must be that Shabbos automatically, again, is going to establish his obligation for taking Maisros, even though there has not yet been a Gemara Melacha. Says the Gemara, lo, that's not necessarily so. Shiny Hasam. Maybe the case in the Mishnah is different. Since he says from this point to this point, he intends to eat. So that is what establishes the obligation to go ahead and take Maisros. It's because he had such a specific designation. And he said from this point to this point, that's what's koveya the obligation. It's not that it's Shabbos, but rather it's simply the fact that he gave such a specific designation, Mikan, Adkan. Says the Gemara, Yachi, if so, Mayur Shabbos, Afilu B'chol Nami. If so, then why does the Mishnah only discuss the case of Shabbos? Even during the weekday, the same should be true, if there's nothing to do with Shabbos. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ha-Kamashmon, the Chiddush over here is the Tevel Muchon Eitzul HaShabbos Shem Ovar V'Sikno. Says the Gemara, the Chiddush over here, just like we saw beforehand, is to teach us that when it comes to Tevel, Tevel is considered to be Muchon Eitzul Shabbos, that if a person went ahead and violated the din and separated the Maisros, it is considered Masukhan, it is no longer considered to be Mukta. So that's why the Mishnah highlights this particular situation, Lagabi Shabbos, but the truth is the same would also be so B'chol. If a person goes ahead and he says, Mikan Biadkani Yochel Machar, and he designates the place, and he's very specific and precise in that respect, so even though there has not been a Gemar Melacha, that already is going to be the obligation to separate Truma. And it's not only true when it comes to Shabbos, and the only reason why the Mishnah mentions Shabbos, again, is to highlight this other point, the Tevel Muchon Hu Eitzel Shabbos, the Tevel is considered prepared already, and once you eliminate the issue of Tevel, if a person goes ahead and is over Mesakein, so it's no longer considered to be Muksa.